I say to her. She's standing with the light from the bathroom over her shoulder, and in the background, Jeremy's boats are sloshing. I say to her, "That the way you did the birth control, too? Part way is good enough?" Jolly got shorter faster than I could see, but I was an eyewitness and I know she did just before she got taller, layered with camouflage, and she could have held hand grenades. Slowly she made her words come out, and there was a weight there I never heard before on anybody, even soft as she was talking. "Sometimes you don't have time. Sometimes they don't let you have time to. They get in a hurry, they forget you're even around." Jeremy hums boat noises and splashes. I imagine his hand sending boats on business through the harbor in the bathroom. Jolly's eyes go into remembering, and I begin to see what I've done. Jolly says to me, "You're so perfect. What are you doing sitting my brats? You're so high mighty. What are you doing even stepping in my door? You're so expert in birth control. Why are you going to school? You should be teaching it.